one, as widely anticipated, the European Central Bank has cut Eurozone interest rates by 0.25% in the last half hour. The widely expected move will see interest rates on its main refinancing operations fall from 4.5% to 4.25%. The rate on its marginal lending now stands at 4.5%, while its deposit facility interest rate is 3.75%. This is after a series of hikes, 10 hikes over the last 2 years, and will come as welcome news to mortgage holders. Dr. Loretta O'Sullivan is with us. She's chief economist and partner with EY Ireland. Widely expected, Dr. O'Sullivan, but nonetheless will be very welcome news, particularly to those on tracker mortgages who will get this cut pretty much straight away, won't they?
They will. And good afternoon, Gavin. Yes, the lights have been flashing green for a cut by the ECB in terms of interest rates for the last while. And today they went past go. So there's a cut of 0.25% has just been announced. That will feed through immediately to tracker mortgage holders and also then gradually through to variable and fixed rate holders. What the markets in particular will be looking to in the press conference this afternoon is what Madame Lagarde signals in terms of the next steps. Will there be a cut in July, for example? She's likely to be non-committal about that, refer to data dependency as and use that as the get out of jail free card in a sense. But certainly it's the case now that inflation in the euro area is settling in around the 2% mark, and we do expect to see rate cuts in the second half of the year.
Yes, because the reason they had risen in the first place was to try and control inflation. The ECB this lunchtime say the decision to cut rates was made due to the easing in the rate of inflation in the eurozone, and this cut had been priced in by most in the market. It was widely expected, as we said. But how many more cuts are being priced in?
That's it. So that's a case of whether we're going to see a cut in July or not. So the jury is out on that. The ECB will probably refer to data dependency later on. So as they say, they will be looking to see if inflation continues on the trajectory they expect, if wages continue on the trajectory they expect. By the second half of the year, markets are certainly looking at cuts coming again in September, in October.
Does this also depend on what happens in the US? Because if the ECB cuts rates faster or ahead of the Fed, it could affect the status of the euro. Is that right?
Yes, it can affect the currency, but the ECB is very much looking to what's happening in the eurozone, what's happening in terms of inflation here, also what's happening in terms of the growth outlook, what's happening in terms of the labour market as well. So it is, as Madame Lagarde has said, it is going to be more data dependent rather than Fed dependent.
You mentioned on growth rates, we got some more data today from the Central Statistics Office here. Growth as measured by gross domestic product, the Irish economy grew in the last quarter after four quarters where it had declined. What does that mean?
Okay, so just as we had the ECB interest rates flashing green and a rate cut, good news also on the economic front. So the Irish economy green in the first quarter of the year, the economy grew. So that's on a GDP basis. That's the broad measure that we use to compare at European level, and it takes account of multinationals' globalisation effects. On modified domestic demand basis, that is a more domestic measure that also grew. So if we step down, dig down a little bit behind that, what's going on there? Exports were up. So we saw a rebound in exports, particularly services exports. So that's things like computer services, business services, and especially relevant tourism as well. We also saw consumers spending more in the first quarter. This is supported by the strong labour market. We know that we're at more or less full employment. Unemployment is very low. And like in Europe, with inflation is coming down here too. We're seeing energy providers pass through cuts. We're seeing food inflation slowing. This is all helping the consumer. It means that it'll support purchasing power. And with this interest rate cut, it's positive and should feed through to further consumer spending as we go through the year.
But construction, industry, both contracting. Why?
So the globalised industry sector, yes, a contraction there. And that's a continuation of some of the trend that we saw last year, where we know there's adjustment in the pharmaceutical sector in particular. It did very well during COVID. Now it's adjusting and recalibrating for the coming years. In terms of construction, there's a couple of things going on there. A big part of the story is around the commercial sector. That's a sector that's been very sensitive to the interest rate cycle. So the turn in this now is going going to be good news for investment in that sector. It's also a sector that's adjusting, structurally adjusting in the wake of the pandemic. More people are working from home now. There's been an increase in online shopping, and that's affecting the office market, infecting some of the retail sector. If we look at the residential side, there the news is more positive. Commencements, that's the data, starts data, that was very strong for the first couple of months of the year. That's going to feed through to completions later this year and into next year, so we expect an uplift in new houses.
Dr. Loretta O'Sullivan from EY Ireland, Chief Economist and Partner there, thank you very much for speaking with us. Let's go across to our Cork studio. The Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, is there. Minister, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
How soon do banks need to pass on this interest rate cut to mortgage holders?
Well, in the case of tracker mortgage customers, it happens more or less immediately. Tracker customers will be written to by the banks, and normally in the following month, the change impacts on your repayment. There are, we estimate, about 186,000 tracker mortgage accounts in Ireland, so the number of customers would be somewhat less than that, but it's a very significant number of people for whom this would be very welcome news. But as you've rightly pointed out, it is against a backdrop of 10 increases that amounted to 4.5%. So it's a quarter point reduction, which is very welcome, and it will take some pressure off many borrowers, but it is only a small fraction of the amount of the increases. I think what's important when it comes to non-tracker customers is how were they treated when the interest rates were going up? And there is a difference. There isn't homogenous treatment here. In the case of the main banks, for example, the pass-through of those increases was probably between a third and a half overall of the increases at ECB level were reflected in the repricing of variable rate and fixed rate mortgage products. But of course, when it came to the non-lending, non-bank sector, many of the investment funds, the pass-through on the variable side was 100%. And so those are many of the customers that are under the most pressure, and we'll be watching very closely the treatment of those customers in particular now that the interest rate cycle has turned.
Yes, but look at the two pillar banks. Bank of Ireland made over €1 billion in profits last year, up 138%. AIB made €2 billion in profits, with income from rising interest rates up 83%. Now, Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty this lunchtime has said against those record massive profits, banks here should pass on today's interest rate cuts in full. Do you agree?
Well, the pricing of mortgages is a commercial decision for the banks, and I think what is important is that they treat customers fairly and consistently. And it's not just banks. We tend to focus very much on banks.
But they can clearly afford to, Minister.
They can, and of course they should be treating people fairly. And where interest rates went up in line with the ECB changes, then they should fall as ECB interest rates come down. And I think that is the key point. And, you know, we do have a significant element of competition now. The credit union sector has been considerably strengthened, is doing a lot more activity in the mortgage space. And we also have non-bank lenders now who are actually underwriting and originating mortgages in Ireland, and that is welcome news as well, because that adds to competition. So the important thing here is that there is consistency of treatment for both borrowers but also for savers, and if the interest rates went up in line with the ECB, then they now need to come down in line with the ECB, and that's what we'll be watching very closely.
Are you expecting further rate cuts?
Well, as Dr. O'Sullivan pointed out, there will be a lot of interest in the comments of Christine Lagarde at the press conference shortly. Just as I was waiting to come on, I was reading through the press release that the ECB issued. They have increased their forecast for inflation, both headline and core inflation, for this year and for next year. President Lagarde will add some commentary and some context to that, but I think it will depend on the data around inflation. But it is worth pointing out one certain reduction that is coming for many tracker customers results from a technical change that the ECB is implementing in respect of its interest rates from September. That will result in a further 0.35% reduction for the overwhelming majority of tracker mortgage customers in Ireland whose interest rate is pegged to the main refinancing rate of the ECB. So when you take today's change and that change which is coming in September, that's a reduction of 0.6 of above 1%, which is significant, and that is now pretty much locked in for all of those customers.
Separately, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council this week set up to advise the government to make sure that Ireland's economy doesn't crash again. They say your current spending risks overheating the economy. They say you're not properly forecasting how much money you're spending now and into the future, that you're using fiscal gimmickry to make it look like you're not spending more than 5% year on year. How do you respond?
I would make the case that the Irish government has managed the public finances prudently and responsibly. Over the last 2 years alone, we have achieved cumulative surpluses of about 17 billion euro, a further significant one forecast for the current year. We have reduced public debt by about 16 billion euro. The NTMA have built up very substantial cash reserves. We've put 6 billion into a national reserve fund. I'm bringing legislation through that sets up two new long-term funds that will help to make the future more secure for all of us. We've had a number of rating agency upgrades of our sovereign debt, including by Fitch, as recently as last week. And we're now able to borrow at rates that are at a par with or less than core Eurozone countries like France, Belgium, the Netherlands and Finland. So I think it has to be looked at in the round. I respect the work of the Fiscal Advisory Council. They have a mandate and their job is to provide an independent critique of
yes.
government, and I also listen. I always listen very, very carefully to what they have to say, and they have welcomed some aspects of the work we're doing, including the Future Ireland Fund and the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund. But in the round, we have a responsibility to broader society as well, and I do believe we had to respond to support households and support businesses at a time when inflation in Ireland reached a high point of almost 10%.
Yes, but they're warning that 43% of the corporation tax, which is a huge windfall tax, is coming in from just three companies. 80% of income tax is coming in from just 20% of workers, including many who work for the same number of small companies paying most of the corporation tax. We've been here before, Minister, betting the house on one part of the economy. Your party have been here before too. Why aren't you heeding the advice of the body set up at the insistence of the Troika all those years ago to make sure that you don't make the same mistakes again?
And that is exactly why we are setting up the Future Ireland Fund and the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund. And that legislation will hopefully pass the final stage in the Shannon next week. The funds will be up and running in the second half of this year, managed by the National Treasury Management Agency on behalf of the government. And we will have 10 billion euro deposited in those funds by the end of this year. The Fiscal Council are correct in highlighting, as I have done on many occasions, the very significant concentration risk that there is in respect of corporation tax receipts, and that's why we cannot make permanent tax or spending commitments on the back of those receipts. That's why we are investing more in infrastructure now, and that's why we are providing for the future, providing for known demographic costs that are coming our way, and also ensuring that in the event of a future downturn or a shock to our economy, that we have funding available to ensure we can maintain a high level of public capital investment in housing and transport, education, healthcare, renewable energy infrastructure and so on over the period ahead. So I do agree with them on that point, but I believe we are taking the corrective action which they have welcomed in that respect.
Michael McGrath in our Cork studio, thank you.